From first appearing on stage at just 9 years old to playing guitar with the Allman Brothers Band for 15 years, Derek Trucks has been touring and creating music most of his life, including a Grammy-winning run with his own band, the Derek Trucks Band. He is now focusing on Tedeschi Trucks Band, an 11-piece blues, rock, and soul outfit founded with wife and musician Susan Tedeschi. They are appearing at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 3 nights in a row, this Thursday through Saturday, December 4th through 6th. Derek, how you doing? This is Ryan Gottlieb from WDIY.
All right, man. Good to talk to you.
You too. Thank you so much for taking your time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So you're playing 3 nights in a row at the Keswick Theater in Glenside. What do you like about playing a run of shows at the same venue?
There's something nice about having a band this big and being able to sit in one place for
right.
a bit. So, you know, it's a big undertaking to travel, and it's also good. You can get you can really explore all the tunes in the band's arsenal when you're playing multiple nights, because you think about it as, even though there's going to be different people in the crowd, there's a lot of people that will come out to multiple shows, so it forces us to dig a little bit deeper. We did 4 nights at the Beacon in September, and we're trying to replicate that in different cities.
Very cool. And do you create set lists? Do you create a different set list each night, or how do you approach that?
Yeah, we do it a few hours before the show every night. You know, on a 2 or 3 or 4 night run, you maybe plan it out a little further ahead, but for the most part, you kind of feel it night by night, you know, what songs the band's inspired to play, what songs you were able to work up at soundcheck. But, yeah, it's different from night to night.
Yeah, so your band has 11 members. What are the advantages and disadvantages of playing with such a large group?
I mean, the advantages are just the amount of talent you have on stage, the amount of ideas, and when the chemistry is right, it's pretty unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really know if there are any disadvantages, I mean, other than trying to financially figure out how to keep a band that big together.
Right. Yeah, I was curious about that.
Yeah, but musically, it's you know, we're really starting to learn that it can be a trio or a quartet or a quintet, or you can make it whatever you want to be in the course of a show. So I think just kind of learning all the things that you can do with a band that big, maybe it takes a little more time for it to reach its potential than a smaller band would, but I enjoy that process.
Right, and you play with two drummers, right?
Yeah, two drummers.
And obviously you've done that with the Allman Brothers as well. And the Grateful Dead do that? I'm always curious, like, what the advantage is with two drummers is.
You know, you just get so many different rhythms, polyrhythms, and when it's really working, it's just a force, you
mm-hmm.
know. I think a lot of the R&B bands early on did it, you know, Otis Redding, James Brown. I think that's where Dwayne got the idea for the Allman Brothers, some of those early groups. But there's just something about it. When it gets rolling, it's a freight train.
I know you wish that you could see in my window, wishing you could pull up the blind.
And so I hear you're playing an acoustic set each night. You tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, I think that's part of just figuring out all the things we can do with a band like this. I think it's nice. You put so much energy off stage with the full 11. It's nice to break it down to just the simplest elements, you know, just an acoustic guitar and voice, or multiple voices, or just Susan and an upright bass, or just trying to find different ways to, you know, to kind of pull all of the things that everyone does well out of this band. So it's a nice, I think it's a nice sonic break in the middle of the show too.
Right. Is that the whole band, or is that just you and Susan?
It switches. I mean, different tunes, different setups.
Right.
There's a few where it's most of the band. There's a few where it's just Susan and upright, or just me and Susan and Mike and Mark singing. So, you know, we break it down a lot of different ways.
So between 3 nights at the Keswick, I'm sure if, say, someone was to go each of the 3 nights, they'd probably be able to see all the different sides of that, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of them. You know, the thing about a 3-night run like that is that the band will prepare for that differently, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it'll force us to bring new tunes in, which I like.
Right.
It's nice. This band works good under a deadline.
Yeah. And you have a different opening act each night. Thursday, you have a Pedrito Martinez group. Friday, you got Amy Ray. And Saturday is Alan Evans, Play On Brother. That's a diverse range of guests. Does that reflect the diverse range of music styles within Tedeschi Trucks Band?
Absolutely. You know, and all three of those groups are friends of ours and people that we would go see perform, you know, people mm-hmm. that we've shared the stage with different bands and different scenarios. So it's nice. You know, I feel like with a band like this, an 11-piece band, it's extended family. We try to extend that to the bands that tour with us, too, or the bands that we play shows with. So, you know, there's something of the communal vibe that we enjoy about the whole thing.
Absolutely. So you invited these guys on yourselves?
Yeah, and when we did the Beacon, it was the same thing. You mm-hmm. know, we try to be conscious of, you know, the music people are going to hear from the moment they walk into a venue to the time they leave, whether it's the walk-in music that's playing on the PA or the bands we're playing with or guests that are sitting in. You know, it's all part of the experience.
I love that. Yeah, even the PA.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the first year we ever brought. We're taking our own PA monitors, everything on the road. So it's,
oh, really?
Yeah, we're trying to dial it in.
Nice. All the small details are important.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you actually just played with Gary Clark Jr., right?
Yeah,
out in LA.
Yeah, we did a show at the Greek Theater with him.
Did you guys put that together yourselves, or was that did you pick Gary Clark Jr. as an opener?
Yeah, we had been talking about that for a while. We did Red Rocks with him earlier in the year, mm-hmm. and you know, we wanted to pick a handful of dates that would be that'd be fun to team up with him. It's a good show, man. It's a good bill, and we ended up I sat in with Gary, and he sat in with our group. So it was
that's awesome.
It was a good night.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I was actually visiting your band's website, and there's a great picture of you looking in wonderment at your wife and bandmate Susan playing guitar on stage. Do you know the picture I'm talking about?
I think I've seen that, yeah. She's working it out.
Yeah. I was just curious, are you guys constantly pushing and learning from each other as musicians?
Yeah, I mean, everybody on stage is. I mean, when we put this band together, we wanted to put a band together of people that, you know, they'll push you. You know, people that you don't want to be the best musician in your band.
Right, yeah.
You're going to be surrounded by people that are making you work and making you get on it, and you know, it's the same with her. I mean, she does things that no one else can do, and when you watch her really dialed in, it elevates your thing. So I mean, that's when you're putting a band that's going to last together, that's a big part of it. Everyone's got to push each other.
Right. It's got to be hard to find players that are better than you when you keep touring this long, though. Keep playing that often.
You know, well, it's a good thing when you have chemistry where everybody's kind of lifting everybody else up. It keeps it there.
Right.
And then, you know, as soon as you think you have your stuff together, you hear somebody else and you realize, you know, there's work to do.
Yeah. So do you still practice a lot?
Yeah. You know, I mean, we tour so much that you're between sound check and gig, you end up playing a lot. But yeah, I mean, you're always pushing it.
Do you ever get sick of playing?
No, I mean, occasionally sick of traveling or sick of the some of the things that come with it. But
right.
the music part, that just seems to get better. I mean, I think that's when you know you're in the right place, is when you enjoy hitting the stage and there's things you're looking forward to,
right.
Trying to make better or fix or push in different directions. So I've definitely been in situations where you start to feel the weight of it, and you start to wonder how much more you can do in that scenario. But mm-hmm. You know, this thing is very, very fresh, and there's a lot of meat on the bones still.
Very cool. And the band was obviously named after you and your wife Susan. Was the main reason you guys formed the band to be able to tour together and as a family?
That was a big part of it. I mean, we had been together and on the road separately for about a decade, and you know, we had seen how that works. And you know, I mean, it was great having our own solo bands for a long time, but I think we were ready to try something else. So
right.
Definitely having more time together as our family when we are together was a big part of it. But you know, honestly, a lot of it was just musical. I mean, it was when you meet your match musically, you want to throw in with that too.
Exactly. Yeah. And going back to your old stuff, I've always loved the cover you did, I believe it was on 96, of So What by Miles Davis. Did you grow up listening to a lot of jazz or other genres besides the blues?
I guess in my early teens, I started listening to a lot of that music, and, you know, it just became as big of an influence as anything else. So,
right.
We were always, especially early on and with that band, always wide open with, if there's something that you're into and it moves you, then, you know, we would play anything.
It doesn't matter what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you can wrap your hands around it at all, then give it a shot.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, so I want to bring it back to today. You and Susan write together, right?
Yeah.
And what's that songwriting process like?
You know, it's been good. Just recently we had Mike Madison down at our house, and me and Susan and Mike wrote for about 2 days, and then the rhythm section, two drummers, bass player, and Kofi Burbage on keys showed up, and we started writing with the core of the group, and that was pretty amazing. I think that's how we'll try to do most of this next record, is just with the guys in the band, me and Susan and maybe one other person starting it, and then everybody throwing in. There's a lot of good ideas, and everybody's really on the same page of wanting to make everything as good as it can be, and it's not no one's jockeying for position or trying to just get their name on a tune. It's like,
right,
if
yeah.
you can add, you add. If you have nothing to say, you just kind of, you listen.
Right. Well, with so many people, I mean, you get so many different perspectives.
Yeah, and which can be good or bad, which is why I think are starting to figure out that maybe if the bulk of a tune is written by one person or two people, then if there's other ideas to add to it, you do. But it's you can't really start writing a song with eight people in a room.
Yeah, 11. I guess not. Yeah. So one person starts it. Yeah, it gets the trunk of it, and then other people can kind of add stuff on top, small
yeah,
little details.
And, you know, and sometimes it's simple things. Sometimes it's a groove that the band will play at sound check, and I'll record it on my phone, and 6 months later you go back and listen and you have 40 little little starts of tunes, and some of them end up being really great, some of them end up you know, sparking a whole tune or a whole concept. So we've been more aware of trying to capture those things.
Right. So you hold on to all those recordings and everything?
Yeah, I mean, there's piles of them, and you know, some of the best stuff you don't record in time, and then you
right.
never get it back. So, we, you know,
that's the worst.
One of the things I've tried to get across to the band recently is when something like that's happening and you hear it, just pull out your phone and, you know, record it. Call somebody's voicemail and leave it or whatever.
Yeah, nowadays, there's no excuse not to.
Exactly.
You mentioned working on new material. Are you guys have a new album coming out soon or in the works?
Yeah, I mean, I think January we'll probably get in the studio and start recording and definitely writing more. But there's definitely a pretty big head start already to the next record. There's a pile of tunes that are written.
Oh, cool. Very cool. And I have to ask you about your last night with the Allman Brothers, which ended its 45-year run on October 29th in New York. Was that an emotional night for you guys? More of a, you know, uplifting celebration of such a successful run?
You know, with all of it, it was pretty intense. I mean, it ended up being an amazing show. I mean, the term epic gets thrown around a lot, but I think that night actually qualified. It was legit. Everybody showed up and gave everything they had, and the spirit was right. And it felt like a dignified, appropriate way for it to go out. You know, what happens from here on out, who knows? But that version of the band, that was I don't think there could have been a better send-off.
Absolutely. And it seems like you guys focused, you know, on the music, which is what you guys are all about.
Yeah, I like that it was simple, and it was no guests, and it was no extra production. It was just show up and give what you got.
I got one more question for you. You've played with so many music giants. Is there anyone you'd like to jam with that you haven't had a chance to yet?
That's tough. I've been really fortunate. You know, until about a year ago, I think B.B. King would have been the highest on the list, but I got to play with him a handful of times, and I think that was, for all the living artists, he was the one guy I wanted to make sure I got on stage with. But you know, I'm sure there's people that I'm forgetting, but I've been pretty lucky.
It's a tough question because the list is long. So
I've been fortunate.
Very cool. Well, Derek, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, man.